This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our numbers, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Klaus Financial's telephone number at their office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. As I mentioned, joining us in studio this morning, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Real good. How are you doing, CJ?
I'm doing well. Good to see you.
Great to see both of you. And we've got a lot of stuff to get to. But before we get rocking and rolling, let's talk about the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and take a look at last week's Klaus Quiz Question and what the answer was.
Yes. And thanks for listening every week and trying to get the right answer. This week's last week's question was, according to the National Association of Realtors, as of May 24th, 2017, what was the current median number of days for an existing home on the market in the United States? And the answer was a new low of 29 days. So houses are moving quickly across the country, and that's a good thing for most sellers.
Great opportunity if it's something you've been weighing as far as your retirement. Now might be the time to do just that. Don't forget with the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Typically, the answer to each week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Listen closely. This week, got a $25 gift card to Panera. We're going to be talking today about understanding when it comes to retirement and having a successful retirement, and specifically happiness and the happiness factor. Let's talk a little bit about that and where that comes into play.
Yeah, so we so often talk about the numbers, right? Because
yes.
We're numbers people. But Malia and I actually, if you understand us, we're actually more of behavioral finance people. We like to understand how finances impact people's lives, how it impacts their happiness, how it impacts their fears and their children, things like that. So, you know, there's kind of this undertone out there in the economy in society where people say, retirement, it's not that big of a deal. And really, you're going to be happier if you work the rest of your life anyways. And just people just kind of say that. There's no studies to really back it up, but they just say that. And it is certainly true that ultimately you need to be retiring to something. We've talked a lot about that on this show. You can't just say, I'm going to retire and then watch the grass grow, because health many times will decline. But a study was released recently that tells us that the secret to a happier and healthier life is to actually just retire. According to a working paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research in July of 2015, retirement is not the time in which your satisfaction in life declines. Instead, it's actually the opposite. It's likely to improve your overall happiness and your health. So again, we're big proponents of planning for retirement. We're big proponents of, even sometimes in retirement, working part-time if that makes you happy. We're big proponents of retiring to something. But one of the keys to actually reducing stress as you age is to retire. Many people, and Malia can testify, come in and meet with us, and their stress level is pretty high at work, and retirement helps to alleviate that.
And I think one thing that comes into play is that finally people have time to think about their health. Mm. So, you know, I know if especially my husband knows, on a weekend when he works a little too hard pulling the weeds, and all week he's got this horrible backache, right? Mm-hmm. And we recognize that, you know what, if I'm not feeling good any particular day, it kind of dictates my whole week at that point. Mm. And so I think when we're retired, we actually have found that, hey, I can have some me time, an hour here, an hour there, to actually take care of my health. And we're not suggesting you wait till you retire to start taking care of your health, right? But it really does free up that time. So if I'm feeling better, I feel happier. There's no question endorphins play a role. So I'd like people to hear that today.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And Wayne joins us. Wayne, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Klaus Financial.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
Hey, I'm wondering, I've been having these They've been really excellent for me for like the last 3-4 years of Act 4, 5 REITs for real estate, like shopping malls, you know, Walgreens. Today, I get a dividend of 85 to 125 almost every single month for years, and I just keep putting back, you know, dividends. How do you you suggest keeping those because they're doing so well for me, or what do you suggest? I'll hang up and listen to you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. So REITs, I hope everybody heard the question who was listening out there. REITs stands for Real Estate Investment Trusts. And so REITs are can be complex depending upon the way that you own them. And by the way, my response to this is not going to be comprehensive. So there you go. There's my disclosure. But I'll give you a couple highlights. So real estate investment trusts can be liquid or illiquid. The illiquid side of real estate investment trusts we're not as big a fan of. We don't like as much, I should say, simply because of the illiquidity and the risk that goes along with that, and sometimes the commissions that get paid to brokers. But the liquid version of the real estate investment trust can be really advantageous. But just remember, any sector of the economy has risk, right? The finance sector, the technology sector, the healthcare sector, or in this case, the real estate sector. So what I would say is as long as a traded liquid REIT is part of a diversified portfolio, yeah, it can play a nice role because REITs, if you think about it, you own real estate and then the renters of that real estate pay what? Well, they pay rent, which comes in the form to you as the investor in dividends. And so it can be a nice cash flow play throughout retirement. But I just want to remind people, your average traded REIT lost 60% in 2008. Okay. Now, Wayne said he's owned it for the last 4 years, so he's ridden the uptick, right? Mm-hmm. So it feels really good right now. But REITs in general, just like any other stock for that matter, has risk and volatility. So just be careful.
Are they easy to sell or are they it's going to be different? I mean, how does that?
Again, it depends, okay. Right? The non-traded version of a REIT, no, is not easy to sell at all because by definition, it's not traded. It's not publicly listed. The traded versions of REITs, usually most of those have quite a bit of liquidity and volume.
Fantastic. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Of course, online as well at KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
I'm Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for them, you can do just what Wayne did. Give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, you can also call right now, get on the air with your question at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Talking about happiness this morning, and during that last segment, we talked a little bit about some research that's been done. And and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like people sometimes get a little anxious, get some anxiety about retirement, kind of what are they going to do with their time? And this research shows people actually really do enjoy that free time and enjoy their retirement, don't they?
They do. And so, you know, we probably have a mixed bag of people out there. 50% really do think that when they think about retirement, it's kind of like, oh, that's the last season of my life. And then the other people are like, yay, I'm finally getting to that season of my life. So we looked at several studies, but the other one we looked at was through Merrill Lynch. It was titled Leisure and Retirement, May 2016. And they suggest that 93% of retirees say that life is as good or better than before retirement. They say that they're happy to be free from the daily grind. I can't imagine that. And having the freedom and flexibility to do whatever they want. And it's funny, when we see our clients post-retirement, they walk in the door, they have a little color to their face, and we're like, it must be retirement time. And
spring in their step.
Really, really. And the study also points out that, and many of us have heard this this recently in the news, that the average number of vacation days that U.S. employees take per year is only 11 days. And that ranks, you know, way below our European European folks out there, where they take as much as 25 days, for example, in the U.K. It's not that people aren't awarded more vacation. It's just they never get around to taking it. So I think the takeaway here is that maybe we should enjoy the vacation along the way, even before retirement, you know, help with our health to make sure that we're in good shape. So looking forward to that freedom zone for retirees is really important. Obviously, we've got to have the cash behind the retirement. We're going to talk about that next.
And we will talk about that. Don't forget, if you have questions for Malia or CJ, I'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's KLASFinancial.com. Their telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And I know if you talk to like relationship counselors and people who have gone through and had tough times with marriages, a lot of times it comes back to financial issues. Money leads to stress, especially money problems can cause stress. Does the same hold true then in retirement as well? Is that having a good plan in place and a good financial structure, I would assume that helps you a lot?
No, not really.
No lies here.
You set that up. I just, you know, I had to hit that one out of the park. Of course, yes. So we all know that if you even think of your own marriage or relationships, the people that you have to deal with financially, even inside a business, finances tend to be where the most stress comes up, right? And so certainly, if I think there's just a ton of wisdom in seeking the guidance of a retirement planner. Now, obviously, that statement is self-serving. But Malia was just talking about, you know, how many vacation days Americans take. And I will just warn Americans, we love the work ethic of many Americans. We do. It's what makes our nation great. And when tough times come, people band together and really just work their way out of a lot of problems. But United States is known as the no vacation nation. And it's because, what is the number? It's something like 41% of Americans don't even take all their vacation. As a matter of fact, the number of people that we meet, because again, we meet with really good savers and really hard workers. Those are the people that come and meet with us typically. Many of those people will say, I get a payout of multi-$1,000s, sometimes $50,000, $70,000, $80,000 because I haven't taken so many days of vacation for so many years that I get a payout at the end.
That's why they have bags under their eyes.
Right.
Right.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And they're prideful of it. They're like, look, I have another lump sum. And Malia and I go, well, that's great. It certainly helps your numbers. But my goodness, right? Now you're having to retire earlier or you didn't enjoy life until now.
Need to balance a little bit better.
Yeah. So Americans probably need a little bit better balance. But yeah.
And Malia, you mentioned, you used the term freedom zone, by the way. What does that exactly mean when we talk about a freedom zone? What's that measurement or where does that phrase come from?
Right. Well, it really, that's when we're looking at having the greatest balance of health, which we described earlier, the free time, and really the emotional well-being. So again, we've talked about this before in our show, that sometimes we can't see it in ourselves. So that's when we really do have to turn to our partner or our friend, family member, and listen to what they're saying about us. You know, you seem really stressed, Malia. You really need to be taking care of yourself. They're not just telling us that because they don't like us, right? They're telling us that we need to slow down perhaps and really, you know, smell the roses. When I had this one retiree come in, and he told me, he said, you know what, this is the first spring I've ever seen buds on the tree in like 40 years. And that's scary because none of us take the time to enjoy the little things of life until we're retired, hopefully, and we're watching the birds finally. There's a reason people don't start bird watching till they're post-retirement, because no one takes the time. So I think that's really important to understand. How can we build in some freedom now? Take those vacation days. Also plan for the next season of your life is going to be an exciting one.
Well, and as Malia is talking about, relative to retirement and flexibility, we've looked pretty heavily at this at between ages about 60 and 75 is what's notoriously known as this kind of freedom zone, where ultimately if you've saved well and planned well, hopefully somewhere between 60 and 65 you're retiring. And then between that 60 and 75 of the freedom zone is when you have the health, the inclination and the free time, hopefully, to actually enjoy your retirement. Because here's another really interesting factor. Many people wait so long to retire that they don't have the health to enjoy it. Many, many times. And so you do really need to look at, when can I afford to retire? And then when I retire, what am I going to do? And finally, I just have to be realistic. By the time I'm 75, I may have a health issue that keeps me from really enjoying it.
Do we see people having, you know, when it comes to their values, kind of having a shift of what's important and where they place their values as far as things?
Exactly. And, you know, we're seeing it change, I think, quicker and quicker. Mm. People are recognizing, we hear people say it's more about the experiences in their life that they're enjoying versus having things. I mean, there again, I've had people in their late 60s, they're still accumulating. I've asked the question, when are you going to stop purchasing items? I don't mean not being a regular consumer, but I'm talking the big toys in your late 60s. And the people are like, no, I'm never going to stop. Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But most people have come to the other side of things. It's about spending time with the people they love, their grandchildren, their friends. And so I think, you know, having amassed a fortune of money is not what's creating happiness out there.
Experiences are what people are really looking for. Mm-hmm. Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Still got time for a call or two. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week. And of course, don't forget Kloss Kloss Financial's website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, hanging out this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us in studio. Been talking about retirement and ways to enjoy retirement and reducing stress in your life. And as we've been talking the past couple of segments, guys, it seems like kind of that message overall is it's not just about the money.
That's correct. It's okay. Not just about the money. It's partially about the money.
Had to get to the money eventually.
That's right. We got to have balance in our comments. So, yes, we have had people who come in and go, you know, I've heard it's not about the money, so I'm retired. But, you know, now I'm moving into the poorhouse kind of a thing. So certainly balancing it with good planning is critical. But that's part of the reason, in our humble opinion, why you hire a retirement planner, to basically call you out when you're overspending, to hold you accountable, to making sure that you're living inside of a budget, but also to give you the green light when it's okay to retire. And I have to admit, of all the people we work with, probably 90%+ of them can retire in one form or another, even earlier than they think they can. So we're not usually the bearer of bad news. Mm-hmm. If anything, we are actually bringing good news that they could retire sooner than they think. So you know, a big question that comes up many times is, how much of my working income do I need to replace in retirement, right? If I'm earning $100,000 a year while working, and I want to maintain that same standard of living, how much retirement income would I need? And typically, we're looking at somewhere between 70 to 90% of your working income is what you would need in retirement income to replace that lifestyle. But there's a couple things to be aware of. If you're making 100 grand but contributing $24,000 to a 401k plan, that doesn't really mean you're making $100,000 and living off of 100 grand. It actually means you're living off of, right, $76,000. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of some of those discount factors. You really want to look at what is actually our monthly expense budget, and then compare that against your actual retirement income budget when it comes to Social Security, pension, and 401k.
So obviously the one big question, of course, is how much do you need to save for retirement? I think the other one is week to week, month to month, year to year, what should I be contributing to? What, when it comes to planning, how much money should I be kicking in?
Well, and CJ said it, we've talked about this before, a three-legged stool. We usually have Social Security. Sometimes we have a pension, and then we have our investments and savings. So, you know, normally we're looking at people putting away 10 to 15% a year into savings and retirement. Can you put in too much? Probably not. We don't hear people having too much money as they go into retirement. But, you know, here in the United States, you know, a person who earns an average of $63,000, what that really means is that they're going to need between $44,000 and $57,000 to exist. Part of that's going to come from their Social Security and their savings. So putting away money many years before you get closer to retirement will obviously help.
Well, an interesting fact, we track some different economic data around the savings rate in America. So, and we actually track the savings rate because when it becomes too high, it's actually a recessive quality for the economy. And when it becomes too low, it can create a bubble. So back in 2007, the savings rate across America was negative, meaning people were spending more money than they were earning, which is why the bubble was created and it burst eventually. But in 2009, the savings rate had gone so high that there weren't people spending enough money. So here's what the fun fact is, the savings rate target for a healthy economy is like 4%. But we tell our clients, we want you to save 10 to 15. So kind of just
Sean's putting away 25,
fact
right,
there.
Sean?
Weird fact there, by the way.
For the record, I think I've told CJ, I may have mentioned this on the show even, my wife gives me a hard time because she thinks I put too much away.
We can blame CJ on that one. Good job, Sean.
That's my friends from Kloss tell me, put as much away as you can and you don't miss it. CJ, Kloss, Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget online, KlossFinancial.com. That's all one word, KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to the telephone number because it is time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card to Panera. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much pre-retirement income should you aim to replace between savings and Social Security? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Panera. Don't forget that's also Kloss Financial's telephone number for the office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Give them a call. 442-5637. Online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.